ब्रह्मानंदस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्य हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपीकान्त राधाकान्तनुम तप्तकञ्चन गौरी राधे प्रणमामि श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः सदा मह्यं ददातु तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया न इति देश्याय राधे कन्नय माम चन्द I am going to explain about the dialogue between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. At first, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, and seeing Vrindavan, deer, cows, cow-calf, cowherd boy, he was absorbed in Krishna Prem. And something it was going to be there that now he will give his this that color, yellow color, and he will actually be Krishna. Reminding his pastimes of Dwapar Yuga. He was not controlling himself. He went out of his control. If he was some days more in Vrindavan, that shape of Gaur Chandra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has gone away and he could have been Krishna. So he left Vrindavan very quickly. He wanted to be there. But Giriraj Govardhan reminded him. All the trees and keepers reminded him. Deer and cows. He saw everywhere, all were suffering so much, separation, so I'm going. So he left Vrindavan and he wanted to go Puri. Because in Puri, no Govardhan, no Yamuna, no so much cowherds. No cough, no deer, no kadamba tree, no tamal tree. So he can live there. And he can test Radha. In Radha mood he will test Krishna. How beautiful Krishna is. What is the pranay of Radhika? How Srimati Radhika loves Krishna. And then he will realize what is the happiness in that. So he went first to Raya Ramananda at Godavari. And he learned everything. How to remember Radhika. How to be like Radhika. He took initiation from Raya Ramananda. because she was Vishakha. And after that he went to Vrindavan. But here there are so many things that he always used to remember, that I am Krishna. So he thought that my purpose will not be served in Vrindavan. So he at once left Vrindavan. And he was coming. When he came to Prayag, where Ganga and Jamuna are meeting, he met Rupa Goswami there. Rupa Goswami, by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was going to Vrindavan. But in the way he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became happy, and also Rupa Goswami became so happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived there for 10 days or like. Rupa Goswami wanted to know something from him. Wanted to know what is Rasamayi Bhakti. Who is Krishna? Who is Gopi? Who is Srimati Radhika? All things. Dorup Goswami was Rup Manjari of Vrindavan, a special associate of Srimati Radhika, always serving him, her and Krishna. But for the benefit of all the common persons and devotees, he wanted to know it in a regular way, in the process of succession or find any realized qualified guru. He met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is guru. Who is guru of Chaitanya Rupa Goswami? Who initiated Rupa Goswami? Who gave all the knowledge to him? Anywhere it is written? Never. He has written that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my guru. He is my everything. He is my life and soul. And he has prayed that he is my guru. Everywhere. Akhila Rasam Mitsin. Akhilara Samitra Murti Prasaramar Ruchi Ruddhatalaka Pali Radha Priyan Priyod Jayati. Here he has told like this. You can tell this. Here one thing we should think, try to understand this, that anyone ask me why I have written so high classes of books. Because by reading all these books, general devotees will fall down. I simply answered that, do you know that I have written the explanation of Gita also. I've read so many books, Manasikya, Upadeshamritam, all the books of Goswami. Do you know? So yes. Likewise, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written so many books. And in Jaiva Dharma he has written everything clearly. So can you go to control Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, why you have written all these gopis, manjari and all these names? Raganuga, Rupanuga, why? I think that if a devotee's way to Krishna is blocked, they must fall down. And those who are trying to follow Rupa Goswami from Shraddha, then Anartha Nivritti, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, they never fall down. Never they will fall down. That is why I know so many devotees who took renunciation's order, but they never wanted to discuss all these things gradually, gradually. They wanted to be in one stage of Kanishtha Adhikari. That is how they are bound to fall down. But if they have discussed all these things, try to know all these things. From regulative bhakti to spontaneous bhakti, then they had never been fall down. Because their way is blocked. There is no way to go. Advance. So, a Kanishtha Adhikari cannot be living in always in Kanishtha Adhikari. He should try to develop his Krishna consciousness. So, we should know all these things. Otherwise, we will fall down. We are fall down. We are in that stage. Not to again fall down. But he will go more down. So they should try to know all these things. What is our goal? If there is no goal, no sadhana, nothing. So first we should try to know what is our goal of life and what is the goal of our sadhana, bhajan and everything. If you are not knowing, then there is no sadhana. First goal is to be decided, and then the way with which we can attain our goal. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in like ways, in first fourth chapter, Adi fourth, goal has been fixed, and then Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all these things has come to tell that how to have that goal. What is that goal? Braja Prem, not Krishna. Actually, what is Braja Prem? Prem Prayojan. That Prem, especially of three kinds. Dasya, Sakha, Vasal and Madhuras in Vrindavan. Any of them. And supermost is Madhuras. In gopis. Then how to have these things? Oh, these are sadhana. Then we will fix our sadhana. Also, sadhana is of two kinds, Vaidhi Bhakti and Radhanuva. Swamiji has told in his books that should be curiosity that what is Vaidhi Bhakti, what is Radhanuva Bhakti. How, what is our goal, how we can go there. If not these things knowing, what we will do? All ways blocked and we will fall down. I want to go Australia. No? There is a bullock cart. I want to go Australia by bullock cart. Is it possible? By Gula court? Never. Because all round there is sea, you cannot go by that Gula court. Oh, by car? If you use car, then you will come go to Australia? Bicycle? On foot? You cannot go there. You will have to go by airplane. No? And if you will not travel by airplane, you cannot go there. So if you want to go to Braja and to have that Braja, precious jewel of Braja, Braja Prem, bullock cart cannot do. What is bullock cart? Vaidhi Bhakti is bullock cart. Really, it is bullock cart, it cannot go. Good activities are like on foot going. Good activities. to serve father, mother, wife and all other things, and to give some donations and doing all these things. These are on foot. Bullock cart is like our Vaidhi Bhakti. So it cannot. It is impossible by that. And that is why Rupa Goswami is asking, how we can go? And how we can have the love and affection of like gopis to Krishna? So, only Raganuga Bhakti can lead us there. We'll have to use Raganuga Bhakti. Otherwise, it is impossible. And that is Suddha Bhakti. Pure Bhakti means Raganuga, not Vaidhi Bhakti. Everywhere, all acharyas have written, Swamiji has also written that pure Bhakti is Raganuga Bhakti, Rupanuga Bhakti. What is that? We'll have to know all these things. If you are knowing not anything, only chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare, it will not do. Though it is himself Krishna, nay. Never. Without association of any pure bhakta, without the mercy of your Gurudev, if Gurudev is qualified for to be merciful to that, then by this you can have that Braj Prem, otherwise never and never. You can tell. Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami both are what? Of Golok Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself Krishna with Srimati Radhika. Rupa Goswami, eternal associate of Radha and Krishna, like personal secretary of Srimati Radhika. He knows everything, but he played a role of general devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Rupa Prem Bhakti is like an endless ocean, so deep, endless deep, endless, no shore,
unlimited.
But I want to give you one drop of that ocean of rush. I cannot explain so much because I have no time. We are here for 10 days, but I know that you are so much qualified. In the whole world, I think that you are so much qualified for this. So in Puri also, he requested all Nityananda Prabhu, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Sikhi Maiti, all his associates, that be kind to Rupa and bestow your mercies, that he should be so much qualified to know my heart. And then he will be qualified to establish this Braja Bhakti or Prema Bhakti. So he was qualified for this. So he is telling that, I want to give you one drop of that prema rush of endless ocean. And telling him, he began to explain that thing. Who is Krishna? Who is Prema Bhakti? Who is Srimati Radhika? Who are gopis? What is called bhakti? We, who are we? Who am myself? That even in a day of Brahma, he had not told anything. Now he was going to tell something what he had never given. in Ram shape, in Nisimha shape, in Krishna shape. Also the Ramanuj, Madhva, Nimbaditya, Nimba, and all other acharyas. Anyone has not given any in Brahma one day. Now he was going to give that thing. What that thing was? Anarpita charing kirat karunayava tirnaha kalau samarapai tumunnoto jalrasang svabhakti siyam harihapurat doti kadamba sandipita sadaridaya kandare surutume sajinandana. So he began to tell something. At first, he told, who am I? In each body, we are not this physical body. We are part and parcel of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna, by Swarup. But forgetting him, we have come to this world. But it does not mean that we have come from Golok Vrindavan or Vaikuntha. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Jivare Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das, Krishna Tatastha Sakti Veda Ved Prakash. We have come, all the Jivas have come here in this world from Tatastha Sakti. In Golok Vrindavan or Vaikunth, there is no Tatastha Sakti at all. Understand these things? You? Because there is no Tatastha Sakti in Golok Vaikunth or beyond Karnabdhi Sai Vishnu, no Tatastha Sakti. It always situates in Karanvari. Near Mahavishnu, from where lakhs and lakhs worlds comes and lakhs jiva comes. So jiva has never come from Golok Vrindavan. He has never served Krishna. But he is Swarup. Swarup means?
Actual form.
Form. Original form. He is eternal servant of Krishna. There is potency of that. But he has never served. If he has served in Golok Vrindavan, how he will come and fall down? Because there is no Maya, no Tatastha Sakti, no disremembrance of Krishna, always serving and serving. Why he will come? He will not come. So, Jiva has not fallen from Golok Vrindavan. He has come out from Mahavishnu. Those who come from Baldev Prabhu, they always serve Krishna eternally in Golok Vrindavan. Those jivas who have come from Mahasankarsan, they serve Ramachandra, Narayan, Kalki, Varahan, all eternally in Vaikunth. They never fall. They don't know what is this world. So we have not fallen from that. In each body, there is one Atma. Also there is Paramatma, but Paramatma is one and jivas are lakhs and lakhs of jivas, uncounted. First he told that Balagra Saddha Kalpita Sacha Bhago Jiva Sabhagya Sacha Nantaya Kalpita. This is Loki he told. That our Swarup is very, very
tiny.
Like particles. Very little. And that is, it is covered with Maya. Krishna will never be covered with Maya because he is Vibhuchit, we are Anuchit. So we are forgotten Krishna. Though we are eternally servant in our Atma's roof, but there is potency like this. So he is coming in so many days,
bodies.
sometimes in human form, sometimes in demigod form, sometimes in so many animals. Sometimes he becomes demigod, sometimes species demons. Like all demons and all that. If a person is lucky, a jeev is lucky, then Brahmand Bhramite Kono Bhagyaman Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. Those who are so fortunate. Anyhow, Krishna arranges that a guru should be met with them. Either by the mercy of Krishna or by the mercy of any realized guru. Anyone can have the seed of bhakti. That they are understanding or not. He is understanding, but he should tell in such a way that all can realize. Very simple and not so high. Then by the mercy of any jeev who is so much fortunate, Krishna arranges, and by his causeless mercy or the causeless mercy of any guru, we can have the seed of bhakti creeper. Bhakti is a creeper. Bhakti creeper may go so high if there is something, any wood or anything, tree, any shelter, then it goes so high. But if there is no shelter, it cannot develop. If a very little tree is there, creeper will go over that. If bigger, it will go up. If a tree going to Vaikunth, it will go to Vaikunth. If the tree going up to Golok, Vaikunth, Vrindavan, it will go there. So, what is here? The seed of that creeper. What is the seed? Seed to serve Krishna. Anna bilasita sunyam jnan karma dhanabhritam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti rutram. To serve Krishna is actually bhakti seed. This tendency, this mood is really bhakti seed. Again, any creeper has any seed. If you give it in earth, and if you give what proper water and protection, she will grow up. Otherwise not. So, I don't want. I'm okay. You can open the door. To serve Krishna, this,
desire to serve Krishna is
seed. I desire to serve Krishna. This desire is the seed of who gives? Krishna mercy by binakar. Causeless mercy of Krishna, or by the causeless mercy of any pure devotee, we can have this. There is only two ways. You can tell. You can realize this fact by my example. If anyone is so unhappy, he is suffering from so many problems, he is suffering from old age, so many diseases. And one day he will die, giving up everything here. In the whole world, I see no one is actually happy. If I will ask a dog or a pig, hog or pig, are you happy? They will say, oh, I am, we are so happy. Otherwise, anyone, any intelligent person cannot tell that I am happy. Only dogs and hogs can tell like this, that I am happy. How you are happy? Oh, we have endless, uncountable wives. So many children, at a time we can give 6, 10 more than this, in yet 3, 4 times we can give birth. We can sleep in very dirty places. We have nothing, no problem for these conditioned rooms, air conditioned room, aeroplane, anything. We have nothing to go to hospitals and anything. We are so happy with our children and everything. They don't know that we'll have to die. Anyone kill me and take, they will take me like food, they don't know. So they are always happy. But any person who is so intelligent is not happy in this world. So anyone go and tell to that person that what you want, they will tell that I want to be happy forever and I want peace of mind. All wants this. Then Guru will come to them and tell, oh, you can only be happy and peace of mind by remembering Krishna and serving Krishna. There is no way. He will give so many examples of rich countries, rich persons and so qualified, learned persons. They are all not happy. Then if there is, will be any fortunate, he will listen him and he will ask that how to serve Krishna. This tendency to serve Krishna is like a seed of that creeper, bhakti creeper. I know that anyone has not called, no invitation for Swamiji to come Western countries. Have anyone invited him? Never. He was so penniless person, not a single farthing with him or penny. He requested any ship wala or navigation, Sindhya navigation. And kindly he took him in luggage room. And he came, I don't know, in 3 months or 4 months or 6 months. And here, sitting in a park, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Hare Krishna, only with Kartal. Alone, sometimes tear in his eyes. Some hippie came to him, oh, what are you doing? And they also began to dance on his song, Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. They were drunkards, but even they began to dance. And they used to come daily to dance and to be merry with him. But in no time, very quickly they became pure devotees. He told that, oh, you want to be happy? Then come with me and chant Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Don't take wine. Don't be involved in worldly matters. gradually they he gave them the potency or the seed of the bhakti. They trusted him. They trust. Yeah? And thus gradually he established Krishna consciousness. And very quickly it spread over the whole world. He went everywhere, though he was old, so he was so weak. See, he was so weak, but he traveled so many times the whole world. Why? Only that reason was that all arahants are happy. So I must give this seed of bhakti in them, without any reason, causeless mercy. Krishna has told him to do like so. His Gurudev has told like this. To obey Krishna and his
Gurudev.
He came here. Only out of mercy. There was no another reason. He had not come to make money. To enjoy Western civilization. He had not come. So this is called Ahetuk Kripa. Godless mercy. And thus he gets seed. Only seed will not do. That should be given water. What is that water? To tell Harikatha. To give association. To give all these things. If anyone has given mantra, seed, but no Harikatha afterward, then it will dry. Okay, yes. So first he gives the seed of Kripa of Bhakti. Tells that, oh, you should be gardener. I am giving this seed in your heart, but you should protect this creeper and give regular water, air and protection. Otherwise these elephants will come and uproot this. Otherwise so many insects will come. You should always try to give water. But don't give hot water. No? If you are giving hot water, because hot water is also water. So if you are giving hotter, then what will be? It will draw. It will burn. If you are giving very bad water in which there are so many insects, then they will eat that seed and it will never grow up. Never come will any sprout will come. So proper and pure water should be given, having some quality in water that it will go and it will make it sprouted and leaves will come and thus it will grow up. If you are not doing this, if that seed is there but after that it will dry and never a sprout will come. And if sprouts are coming, you are not giving protection, then any animal can come and eat that sprout. So we should be careful for this. What is that hot water? If you are going, if there is seed in your heart from any realized guru, but you are going to hear Sai Baba, that Brahmavad, I am Brahmasmi, I am Godhead. If you are going to any worldly persons for always absorbed in making merry, wealth, wife, woman, always object. wine and all these things. These are like hot water. Karma, Gyan, Yoga, Tapasya and all. So if you are going to devotees also, mixing with devotees, chanting and remembering, but also you are mixing with all kinds of persons like this, then it is like hot water. If there is something here, it will also go away. So don't do all these things. Don't go prepare. So where there is bhakti, pure bhakti, you have to try to go and listen them. Then Shraman Kirtan Jale Kare Sinchan. This is proper hearing, proper remembering. But if you are chanting Hare Krishna, and sometimes you are reading Chaitanya Chaitamrita Bhagavatam, listening to pure devotees, and also impure persons, they also tell them that we are pure devotees. But actually these are not. Only these are hot water. They will destroy the seed. So be careful for this. Don't go to astrologers. Astrologers should also, they should chant Hare Nam and they should hear Hari Katha. Don't go to them. They will make so many troubles. So we should not go to them. Then this will go out of this world. Brahmand bhedi jaye. Then the kripa will go up. First two lips, then two lips again, then two lips more. When two lips are coming, first, then he will gallop from this Brahmand. Now he has no worldly desire. Only the desire of Krishna serving is there. It means, if you have no worldly desire, then this, our creeper will go out of this world. So don't have any desire for worldly requirements and to taste worldly things. Otherwise that seed will be destroyed. You should keep in mind very strongly that if you have any desire that I should be so rich and you are chanting Hare Krishna, then so much wealth you can have. But bhakti will go disappear. Understand this? If you are chanting Hare Krishna, reading Bhagavatam, doing all the devotion activities, but if there is that I should have a very beautiful husband, bhakti will give and disappear. If you want wealth, it can give and disappear. If you want anything in this world, it can easily give, but it will disappear. So don't have any desire. But Krishna is so merciful that he is looking everything, he will give himself all these things. Everything like Pandavas, very big kingdom, very beautiful wife and husband, so beautiful and qualified children. So he will give everything. So don't desire anything. After that he goes out of crosses, Brahmalok. If you have mukti, desire, liberation, then you will have to be in Brahmalo. So don't desire. Automatically it will come by Krishna Bhakti. After this it will go to Vaikuntha. There is so opulent there. Everything is there. No birth, death, anything. But don't want this. Otherwise bhakti will be disappear and it will give you Vaikuntha. Even don't want Dwarka and Mathura, then your bhakti creeper will go to Golok Vrindavan. Yes. Cultivating his all things for pleasure of Krishna in this world, But Bhakti Keeper he will go across Brahmanda, Vaikunthalo, Dwarka and Mathura. It will reach to there in Vrindavan. And having the ashray, shelter of Krishna, Padma, the shelter of lotus feet of Krishna, that it will make some fruits very beautiful, very sweet, very fragrant. Devotee is here in this world, but is still that matured fruit comes to this place and he tests. And then what he does? Samana Kirtan, always. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna.
Always chant, remember, hearing the past of Krishna, so sweet, always. This is only the way to have the service of Krishna, practically, especially of Braj Bhakti. There is no way without this. So we should chant in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Rupa Goswami, as Bhakti Vinod Thakur.